Yes. Mead from hell, indeed. It is time for Message in the Bottle. We are joined by Eric Meehan of Backdoor Wine and Cheese Company. Hello, Eric.
36 5/8 inch arms. And that was their third pick.
Wow. Well,
I like
yeah.
Do.
How are you feeling about
the
things?
The longest wingspan of anybody at the combine. And that's the dude from UConn. Despite his lack of interior design, I think Edelman did okay.
It got better as it went along.
Well, both his comfort level and the draft?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, man. That was funny. I was thinking about just following Bill Belichick's lead and just having my cat do this interview. Just have him here at my computer. It'd probably be more interesting. Maybe less
comfortable. Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, God. So, yeah, how are you guys doing there in semi-quarantine? Good?
Well, we're doing what we do, hanging out. It's much like home. Carrie and I are getting a little tired of each other's company, but we're dancing around all the areas of tension.
Home.
Oh, just exactly, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We just don't have a room here where we can go to get away from each other.
I find that I used to have rooms here where I could go, but they've infiltrated. So what are you going to do? But hey, it's all good. I hope everybody out there who's listening is doing well in your homes. This is the last week that we're sort of talking about cooking with alcoholic products, and so I figured we'd sort of discuss a little bit of that and talk about what's going on at the store. Obviously, our governor just sort of spelled out what we're going to be looking at in terms of potential retail openings, and so I sort of wanted to address that as long as I was going to be on the air with you fellas.
Great. Yeah, and do you view that as the right response at this time?
Well, I'll tell you, it was tough. Obviously a member of several retail organizations here in Maine, and so there was one that was circulating on behalf of the government here a questionnaire basically saying, when we do this, what do you think are the best ways to do it in terms of opening your business? And my main concern, honestly, was this notion that most of the businesses, and indeed small businesses, if not all businesses, are just, by the way of their layout and sort of the dynamic of retail, hand sell, browsing, I don't see how you could really enforce any sort of social limit. And I addressed that in that particular questionnaire, and I don't know that it's necessarily been solved. The other part of it was I thought that we shouldn't be doing any sort of large-scale opening until testing is readily available and the hospitals are ready to receive the aforementioned second wave that Carrie was referring to before with the Spanish flu, and also just, frankly, the second wave that, practicality tells us will follow people getting together again. So, I have those fears. So I think for our part, obviously, I'm very lucky that we have a very small staff, basically myself and Morgan, my manager, and therefore we are probably going to continue exactly what we've been doing for the near future, if not the extended future, because it seems to work all right. And because our customer base that's here now sort of trusts us to do the right thing. The question that my wife posed to me is, I don't think any of us believe that people from the Southland aren't going to be coming north.
Right.
Despite admonitions against it. And that's really the question is when we have tourists and tourist dollars in, how do you do that? And of course I'm here in Bangor, I'm lucky that it's a year round city. I couldn't pretend that I understand what it's going to be like in one of these heavily seasonal places that rely on, you know, 6 weeks of July and early August to make all their money. That's going to be hard. So, but for us, I think, you know, it makes the best sense to stay our course right now and follow best practices and keep doing innovative things. We're working on a Mother's Day tasting. Actually, I should tell people about this. I was approached by a young lady who knows my wife and our business through yoga, and she is a wedding planner, and we're going to be putting together a Mother's Day tasting. Hopefully, I'm waiting for her to tell me that the tickets are available. I believe it's going to be on Eventbrite is where you get the tickets, but it's essentially a Zoom meeting, which everybody, you know, a month ago was not familiar with, but it now are. But it's basically a paid admission one. So we'll be selling the package of stuff at the store. You come, you pick it up, and then at the appointed time, which I believe is going to be 5 o'clock on Sunday, Mother's Day, we'll have everybody open everything and do a nice online tasting and Mother's Day celebration. So things like that, I think, are really going to be great, not only because it's a little safer, but also because it's just, you know, it's novel.
Right, right.
And novelty these days, as the draft showed us, right, it helps the tedium. So, yeah. So I'm sure I don't have tons of time, but I wanted to sort of tie loose ends on two things that we would have talked about, you know, these 2 weeks in studio, which are cooking with two very sort of recently American fad things, and that was cider. And then today, mead, which is why I had that glorious song about mead and hell played. By the way, that was Ale Storm, not Hail Storm of rock popularity, but Ale Storm. Look them up on Spotify or wherever you get your music. Both of them have really, really taken off, especially here in Maine. And one of the big, big reasons that I invite people to do this is because we are sort of supporting local, shopping local, and indeed staying local. And it's important to kind of remember cider really became popular here back when the phylloxera louse was destroying all the vineyards. And here in America, we had apple trees aplenty and figured out we could make hooch out of them, which was great. And then mead, obviously, probably the oldest tradition of alcoholic beverage, but still readily available here. And I was actually thinking before I came on about how many people in Maine are making mead and how you indeed can make mead if you go down to our friends at Central Street Farmhouse, just heard their ad prior to coming on. This is something that you could play around with making, get some local honey, fruit, and make your own stuff and then, you know, throw it in, you know, all manner of cooking, from glazes to flavoring breads to you know, anything. So I think that, I'll just sort of use this last time while we're talking about cooking to just, you know, tell people, go out locally and sort of see what's available there and play around with it and then have a beer while you're doing it. Speaking of which, I'm once again enjoying the Oxbow Maine State Lager right now while I'm chatting with you. This is a limited production thing out of Oxbow. Get on it. It is absolutely delicious and very easy to drink.
I like the sound of that.
How's my time?
About 2 minutes.
Okay, cool. So then I will, remind people to keep an eye out, if I can, for this Mother's Day tasting. I will put newsletters out, Facebook, all that sort of stuff. And speaking of those things, we are still open at the store for curbside pickup from 10 to 2 every day from Monday to Saturday, taking Sunday for a mental health day. Please call us. We have done things like basically walking around our store with the phone. We've taken pictures of things. We are doing what we can to sort of bring the store to you. So call us if you need something like that, or get in touch with us, Messenger on Facebook. Contact us link at our website, BanglerWineAndCheese.com. And don't hesitate to ask. A lot of people are like, I've never ordered wine before. Don't worry about it. We got it. We're pretty good at this point. And lastly, big shout out, thank you to Bangor Savings Bank, who last week very, very generously bought a lot of their employees some gift baskets that we sent out via the USPS. Go USPS.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep them around, please. And that was a very nice gesture in very hard times, so thank you, Bangor Savings. There's a number of local institutions that are doing a lot these days to help small folks where our leadership has failed, so big ups to them. And next week, we'll start talking about Appalachians. We're getting ready for our world tour once again, so we'll talk about the wheres and the whats and the hows of how they make this beautiful juice that we like to drink.
Outstanding. Well, we'll look forward to that as we always do. Well, Eric, thank you. Hope you have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Be well. And I may have to stop in for, well, I need some more wine. And that oxbow sounds pretty good, too.
Very good. I look forward to waving you at a distance whilst delivering your stuff safely.
People seem to like me better at a distance, so we'll keep it that way.
Perfect. This is actually exactly why I keep considering curbside. It's like I am much, much better when I just wave and don't open the damn yap.
There you go. Thanks, Eric.
Be well.
Eric May and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor.